You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke with Green MP Ricardo Menendez March. We spoke about the Greens' record election results and what this will mean moving forward. We also spoke about the Waiheke Ferry Services and the party's campaign for subsidized transport, especially with the new ferry services Island Direct launching this week. I then asked about the Green Party's support of Palestine and their involvement with the recent pro-Palestine marches. So, the Green Party celebrated its biggest election results nearly 2 weeks ago with 14 seats in Parliament. To start off, could you tell us what this record number will mean for the Green Party and what the next steps are?
We are really stoked to have received a record result this election, and I think what it shows is that a people-powered campaign based on issues such as ending poverty, taxing the wealthy few, and climate action is resonating with more and more people. What it will mean is us having more people on the ground and in Parliament fighting for these issues as the new government seeks to unwind the progress that we have made on these issues.
Co-leader Marama Davidson made a statement saying the Green Party will continue the fight to eliminate poverty, honour Te Tiriti and protect nature. How does the Green Party plan to continue with this, especially with an incoming government that has in many cases had opposing focuses, for example, ACT's treaty referendum and Nationals' plan to resume offshore oil and gas exploration?
Well, a lot of it will include working with the community to stop some of the very violent policies that the national-led government will want to put through to punish people on the benefit, to increase emissions and compromise biodiversity. But it doesn't mean we can't still work on an issues-by-issues basis where we do have things in common with the new government. But unfortunately, due to the new government's likely agenda, a lot of our time will look like trying to prevent bad things from happening and convince people that a different direction is needed in the next election.
Moving on to the Waiheke Ferry Services, the Green Party has strongly campaigned for subsidized transport for residents on Waiheke Island. Could you explain the struggle that residents are currently facing with transport and the importance of having subsidy?
My colleague Chloe Sawbrick has been a staunch advocate to regulate ferry services because the feedback that we've had from constituents who live in Waiheke who depend on these services to get to work is that cost is really prohibitive. Ferries are considerably more expensive than other forms of government. And while many people may assume that Waiheke is a luxury island for millionaires, actually we have a huge population of people who have been settled there for many, many decades who are not the millionaires that people imagine residents to be and who deserve affordable public transport. And so we think the government needs to step up and work together with Auckland Transport, who supports regulation to support our communities and find a way out from excessive prices. That means a cost barrier is preventing people from participating in work and in education who live in Waiheke.
There is also a new service that was launched this week called Island Direct, which is running 18 trips between Auckland Central and Matiatia Wharf. This is now competing with Fuller's, which was the only ferry service from Waiheke. What will this competition mean for the residents in Waiheke?
So competition can sometimes lead to more affordable prices, but competition alone won't fix the underlying issue that these are transport services that are being run for profit. And the Greens have always been clear that public transport should be a public good, not a private service that is run to make money. And this is why the Greens campaigned during the election to have mechanisms to bring public transport into public ownership. And this is something that we think should happen with the ferry services as well.
And the last topic I want to discuss is the Green Party's involvement with the pro-Palestine marches. To start off, can you tell us why it is important for Aotearoa's political parties to take a stand with Palestine?
There is an act of genocide happening in Palestine led by the Israeli government, resulting in the death of thousands and thousands of children and civilians and entire generations being wiped out. So it's critical that people in positions of power are clear in where we stand on these issues and that we work together with affected communities and and the Palestinian diaspora in Aotearoa to find a solution towards peace and liberation of the Palestinian people.
Our incoming government, National and ACT in particular, have taken a strong stance in support of Israel. Given the current horrific state that Gaza is in, what, in your view, are some of the future consequences of supporting Israel's actions?
Supporting Israel's actions is effectively supporting genocide towards the Palestinian people. And it is important to remember that this is a political choice. There are governments around the world who are supporting a ceasefire and who are voices for peace and an end to the genocide upon Palestinians. So my call to the incoming government would be to listen to the Palestinian people calling for peace, to the Jewish people also working so that the suffering that they've endured is not subjected to other people, and to change their position to work towards peace. Otherwise, our government and our country will be complicit in a tragedy of unprecedented scale happening right now to the Palestinian people.
The ACT Party has, over the last week, also come out to criticize certain members of the Green Party for their stance on the issue and their use of the chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." What is the Green Party's view on this, and why is it important?
I think the ACT Party's focus on an emancipatory phrase rather than on the genocide that Palestinian people are enduring is a distraction. And ultimately, what those political parties who are going to be part of government should be focusing on is being a voice in the international stage to prevent more countless of deaths, including of thousands of children, rather than playing cultural war games by focusing on a phrase that has a long, rich history prior to Hamas about being the emancipation of the Palestinian people.
And how do you think this rhetoric from parties such as the ACT Party will impact the Palestinian diaspora living in Aotearoa that have family in Gaza that are threatened or that are dying? How do you think that will impact them?
The rhetoric coming from the parties that form part of the incoming government risks further stigmatizing Palestinian people. It risks contributing to the deaths of more Palestinian people, and ultimately for the many Palestinians in Aotearoa calling for peace, calling for safe passage to their family members and the liberation of Palestine. What it means is people feeling like their lives do not matter to the incoming government, and this is why we urge the ACT Party, New Zealand First, and the National Party to work with Palestinian people on the ground and to join other governments who are a voice for peace and calling for a ceasefire, and to change the current position to one that works towards actual enduring peace.
That was Green MP Ricardo Menendez-March talking about election results, Waiheke Ferry services and pro-Palestine marches.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.